This goes to Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Vanderhoof, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F, P-A-C. Fax 989-352-8451. Regarding Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, Ken 2, C-A, N like November, T-U. Date of birth, 8-5-1942. Dear Ms. Vanderhoof, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Cantu with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 22nd of this year. Her weight is stable and unchanged, and she's been feeling well since her last visit. No hospitalizations or procedures. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications since her last visit, Ativan and potassium, have been discontinued. She's still on lisinopril, 40 milligram at bedtime. She's anticoagulated with Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. She's also on flecainide, 50 milligram twice a day, and metoprolol is 25 milligram once a day. Also hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily, folic acid, vitamin B12, Pepcid, Tylenol, Paxil, and Crestor. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds and blood pressure 140 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 30th, 2024, and creatinine is 1.34, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 40. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin is 4.1. Phosphorus is 3.0. Hemoglobin 14.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have her get lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Xarelto, also on flecainide. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.